Well, let's go to BHP now, and Australia's largest export facility. We will grind to a halt later today with union members at BHP's Port Hedland iron ore operations launching an 8-hour work stoppage. A last-ditch 5-hour meeting on Tuesday afternoon between BHP and a coalition of unions failed to come to an agreement on improving workers' pay and conditions. The strike will mark the first large-scale industrial action taken in WA's critical iron ore industry in 3 decades. Aaron Morey is the chief executive of the Chamber of Minerals and Energy in WA and joins me now. Aaron, welcome to you.
Thanks, Sally.
Why was there a failure in being able to reach an agreement between all the parties in this meeting late on Tuesday?
Yeah, well, I'm not privy to those negotiations, but the Fair Work Commission did outline a pathway to reaching an agreement, and that involved another meeting next week. So the union's proceeding with this action today is disappointing. They did signal from the very beginning that this was part of their plans and that they were keen to take industrial action. And so whilst it's disappointing, it doesn't come as a surprise we've reached this point.
What does it mean for the sector, Aaron?
Yeah, so this afternoon, Sally, there's a couple of ships that are scheduled to depart from the port. Look, our rough estimates are that that's around $53 million in export value, around $4.5 million in state royalties, not accounting for obviously contributions to company taxes, payroll taxes and the like. But our biggest concern is the signal this sends about the Pilbara as a safe place to invest. The world's watching this afternoon, Sally, and it doesn't really send a very good signal about our state and our country as a place to invest when this sort of action can occur. Look, competition's rising across the world. We're seeing Africa rise as a significant player in the iron ore sector. This is just not helpful in terms of continuing to maintain and grow our economy here in Western Australia.
As you're saying, the iron ore sector, it accounts for about 5% of national GDP and about 22% of the WA government's general revenue. If the numbers are very high, why is there not space from the workers' point of view to better compensate them for their work?
Yeah, look, and this is Australia's biggest economic asset without any doubt, Sally. I mean, it exports around $116 billion. Dollars in commodities each and every year. And so that's why it's so concerning. Look, Sally, unions left the Pilbara around about the end of the 1990s. And so we've had about 26 or so years of industrial harmony, if you want to call it that. Over that time period, the number of workers employed in the iron ore sector has gone from about 9,000 people to about 65,000 people. Iron ore production's increased around fivefold, around $100 million in state royalties alone. And now today, those workers are the highest paid in the country. And what we've seen over time is that those workers have progressively earned more. Their pay has gone up. And the premise of the question, Sally, is that without this sort of industrial action, their pay wouldn't increase. And I don't accept that because history tells us that the direct collaboration model between workers and companies results in fair and sustainable increases in wages. This activity is very much about demonstrating the relevance of the unions because the past 30 years have proven that they're really not required to result in better paying conditions for workers.
If workers were satisfied with paying conditions, why are they then joining the union?
Well, it's an interesting question, and I'm glad you asked it, because only last week at Mac and Southlank, another iron ore operation, workers voted up an agreement despite unions pushing them to oppose it. They've doubled down here in Port Hedland. They've whipped up a bit of discontent and disharmony amongst the workforce, and their actions are really disappointing.
When you're saying whipped up, you don't think that those concerns are genuine from the workers? Is that what you mean? Or?
No, no. It's the conduct of the unions here. Back in March, Sally, one of the unions at the centre of dispute signalled very clearly that their intent was to have as much strike action in the Pilbara as possible. Clearly, that's to demonstrate their relevance, because the past 30 years have proven that their activities and their disunity is not required to result in better paying conditions for workers. And so we're not surprised by this action. Workers deserve every cent they get. We've seen over time that workers working with their companies see their wages increase. Diversity and inclusion has improved in the sector. We're getting great outcomes for First Nations communities. Everyone loses from this action except for the unions.
Aaron Morey, we'll need to leave it there. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Sally.
Aaron Morey is the Chief Executive of the Chamber of Minerals and Energy in Western Australia. And Radio National Breakfast approached the major unions involved in the strike action. None were available for an interview. We also approached BHP for a statement. The company is yet to respond.